Downloading.
Kenny says you can download music for free on the internet. Really?
Woo!
You got a computer?
Right, I'm logging onto the computer now, and the computer is just booting up.
See, everyone on the internet copies music from their CDs, and then we can download them for free and play them on the computer.
In a few minutes, it'll eventually connect to the internet. I've got broadband connection, so it's really fast.
Ooh, I go online with them any day.
Can you do that?
All right, cool. Let's download some Metallica and some Stevie Wonder. Kenny's right, we should download some Judas Priest, too. Judas Priest.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Wow, downloading music for free is awesome.
Has some music on it, and I'm going to actually record that onto
the CD. You don't know what it's like. It's technically simple, but downloading tracks that are protected by copyright is considered theft.
What the hell is that? I don't know. Let me check it.
Freeze, FBI! Down on the ground! Down on the ground! Freeze, man!
We know that millions of people simultaneously are sharing billions of unauthorized files.
The music may stop for illegal downloaders if the government gets its way. The plan requires internet providers to cut internet access to those who do not pay for downloads of music and film. Violators would be subject to a 3-strikes-and-you're-out policy. They would receive an emailed warning first, then a suspension, and finally termination of their internet contract. However, ISPs believe they bear no liability. In a statement, they said,
"Internet providers are no more able to inspect and filter every packet passing across their network than the post office is able to open every envelope."
The BPI, who represents the UK record industry, is pleased with the government initiative. But can illegal downloading really be stopped?
Stop all the downloading!
I don't think it will make a difference anytime soon because the downloads are still free.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
But isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along!
We don't mind when our fans pay money to wear our promotional t-shirts. And it's fine when they pay $40 to come to one of our concerts. But when our fans think they can listen to our music for free, they just crossed the line.
Now music has become digital information. It's so easy to copy and share that even children and grandmothers can do it. Musicians can become world famous overnight, and to welcome this new era, record companies are suing children and grandmothers. Sorry, Granny, but nobody rips off our artists but us. Downloading.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
I don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs.
I've never even smoked a cigarette.
I volunteer weekly at the Children's Shelter.
Boys and Girls Club. I carpool to work. Every single day.
I'm always the designated driver.
I would almost consider myself perfect.
Almost.
Except for one thing. I download music. Illegally. Illegally.
Illegally.
Ace of Base.
New Kids on the Block.
CNC Music Factory.
Boy George.
Joey Lawrence. I'm not perfect.
No,
not by a long shot.
I'm a horrible person.
Terrible. I don't deserve to live.
I should be shot in the kneecap.
I should jump off a house.
And land on a bicycle.
With no seat. I'm sorry.
Illegal downloading. It's against the law, just like murder.
Ever since Napster, the music industry has been trying to kill file sharing. Right? You know, Napster was this huge global party of
you know, everybody suddenly had access to the largest music library in the world. And what'd they do? Well, they went after Napster and they shut it down.
Napster, Aimster, Audio Galaxy, Grokster, iMesh, you know, Kazaa, all of these companies were sued. And in the end, essentially, the entertainment industry succeeded in driving that technology out of the mainstream commercial field. The industries turned to suing individuals, hundreds of individuals, ultimately thousands, now tens of thousands of individuals, for downloading music without permission. Share with everyone.
If you have to, give one to your friend. If you have three, give one to your friend and me.
The recording industry took the unprecedented step of suing more than 200 individuals in the United States, including a 12-year-old girl. Jay Berman believes such tactics are right.
Would the store, whether it's Virgin Megastore or Tower, think that the person who stuffed his overcoat with 20 CDs and walked out without paying was his consumer? I doubt it.
If you're talking about a college kid sharing some bit of information, whether it's a movie or a song that he hasn't paid for but is not trying to make any money from, I don't think that's theft. I mean, theft is what happens when you take something from somebody and they don't have it anymore. That's theft. If I write a song and you purloin it somehow, I still have it. And the fact that both of us have it does not necessarily mean that it's less valuable. In fact, if I'm the only person who has that song, it is utterly valueless.
If you're talking about the distribution of cultural material, of music and cinema, well, there is a long history of whatever the incumbent industry happens to be, resisting whatever new technology provides.
I'm a pirate. I'm proud because I get my music.
Music Independence Liberation Front will continue its mission to selflessly share its files and information with all like-minded parties until we are stopped by the infidels who still think I'm going to drop $20 on a CD.
Happy hunting, file sharers, and viva la revolution.
Just a few clicks, free of charge from the internet.
If you have one, here is something you can learn.
Of charge from the internet.
You can still share just by taking turns.
Just a few clicks, free of charge from the internet.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Wow, downloading music for free is awesome.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Then we might as well copy all music, all books, all software, and just give it to everybody, because after all, they'll have it and you have it, and you'll never have to pay for it.